Pastor, God bless you, sir.
God bless you too.
My question is that, please, I want you to tell me the meaning of those horse, that horse that John saw. And again, when horse is following somebody in a dream, the meaning.
Have you gotten this book?
Yes, I have it.
You have it? You have it, but you didn't read it.
No, I'm reading 7 church ages now.
Okay, you never reached this one yet.
Yes, sir.
That one will tell you what those horse means. Because that is what that cloud came to tell him. And more importantly, horse means a power. Power. Means power. That's the meaning of horse. So if you see horse for dream, it depends on what that horse was doing with you. If you see yourself riding a horse, it has its own meaning. If you see a horse come to you, it has its own meaning. But horse, spiritually speaking, is power. But you were dancing here when we were singing. When I came to take over, you were standing somewhere here dancing. It was not a horse I saw, but I saw angels dancing around you here. So you don't need horse. Praise the Lord. Okay, from Cameroon, Brother Rudolph from Cameroon. Shalom, church. My dear Brother Moses, Brother William and Abraham made us to know that the 24 elders in Revelation 4, verse 4, are the patriarchs and 12 apostles. Was John the writer not one of the apostles? If yes, who are the 24 elders? That's a good one. Praise the Lord. Remember what John was seeing in the book of Revelation was prophetic prophecy. He was seeing prophecy. He was seeing things ahead. It was prophetic. Remember, he was not in heaven physically. It was a vision he was seeing. So, were you not lying down in your room, Rudolph, and you saw yourself one time in Nigeria? It was a revelation. God bless you. Yes.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
God bless you.
Pastor, thank you very much for the opportunity. There is something that has been bothering me. I went to a friend of mine who was actually the person that brought me into the message. We were discussing, I was asking some questions on rapture. Because the Bible says that our Lord Jesus is going to come like a thief in the night. Now, I begin to wonder, when we are in night in Nigeria here, the other countries may be in the day.
And, sir, did you hear yourself? How did Jesus say he will come?
Like a thief in the night.
Did he say he will come in the night? Did he say he will come in the night? Answer me. Answer me then.
No, sir. But he used the word like a thief in the
night. He will come like a thief in the night. So if he say he will come like a thief in the night, he didn't say he will come in the night. It simply means he will come when people are not expecting him. Simple.
Amen. Thank you, sir. Praise the Lord. Now, we will begin to discuss. He actually explained something to me. He said, Brother Uche, that what that means, like you rightly said, sir, is that he now begin to give me the instruction that something is going to happen in Los Angeles. And that's why I want
to... No, I have explained that scripture. What is your question?
My question is, because why explained to me, he said that before the rapture, actually, there are going to be 7 thunder messages. There will be a 7 thunder. That 7 thunder, when you begin to sound, that the bride of the Lord Jesus should be ready for the rapturing. And he also explained something about the shadow, that 40 days before the rapture properly, the bride of our Lord Jesus will not cast shadows. Now, when he explained this to me, sir, I was somehow in effect.
I'm sorry, what was he using? Which scripture was he using to prove all that?
He was not quoting scripture.
So,
but there's something that I actually want to understand, sir.
Yes.
Because a friend of mine was also accusing me of this seventh thunder thing, that it's a cult. That if we say that it's not a cult, that some people who also are in the bride, because they answer bride, and they call their own aspect of the bride seven thunders, and they're already in that message.
Are you a member of this church?
Yes, sir.
Since when?
Since last year, early last year.
What's the last message I preached in this church? What's the title?
I was not around.
When? When were you not around?
Because of my job. I was
when around. Were you not around?
Since December. I do come for Wednesday programs, but Sundays I don't come to service here.
So you don't bother to hear what was preached. You don't get the tape to make up for your absence.
Now of course I will get
you
that.
Will.
Yes.
You will. That's why you are still ignorant. Because this has been dissected, scattered to pieces. Here. Go and get the tape. Where I preach what next for the bride.
Okay, sir, but please, sir, this seven thunder message.
Go and hear it first. It's because you say you are a member. See, if you say you're a member of this church, and you can't be here, see, if I travel, and then a message is preached in my church, it's only normal that immediately you come. Now they type, they miss lecture, they fail exam. Because you miss lecture, and you don't come and ask your mates, I've been waiting to teach, why I know they? So that you flow and catch up with them. Every good student does that.
Okay, thank you, sir.
So you come, you were not in church, and you know sermons were preached. Bright TV, you don't get for house. Internet, you don't get. You know they enter our website. Our messages, you have not downloaded it in any of your system. All your phone, now, WhatsApp, you and your girlfriend, and everything, now you fool there. Concerning the book, all the things we are doing here, nothing. And then you say you are a member. The only program you don't miss, now Wednesday, when your group is having prayer here. Prayer meeting will be going on. Rapture will strike. You take go prayer meeting. Go and listen to it. The next stage is the seventh thunder. That's what we are expecting. And I have proved that the seventh thunder has not been revealed. But I also proved, like what Satan does, he has gone ahead with all the funny, funny things that is going on using the messages of William Graham. And they are saying that rapture, I mean the seven thunders have been revealed. But I have tried to prove by the scripture that by the time that the seven thunder will sound, there will be no more salvation. And they claim that it has sounded, and it sounded in the early 80s. And some even say it was William Graham that sounded the seven thunders. And then what did the thunder say? They cannot tell us what they say. Bunch of confused people. And then all they do is nothing but Antichrist entering to, you know, divert our attention. But the truth is that the seventh thunder, by the time the seventh thunder sounds, salvation is over. Nobody will be saved again. And because immediately it takes place. Praise God. It prepares the bride for home going. God bless you. Yes, sister.
Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Sir, you said before this, you said before it will, Jesus Christ will come, that there will be seven signs. And you said five has been manifest, remaining two. So what are the five?
Somebody give me the seven church age book. I dashed somebody one. No. Bring her back. Bring it back. Let me read it. It's there. I know you should be anxious to know it. In the Laudation Church age, page 320 or so. Now, this is on page 321 of the message entitled The Exposition of the Seven Church Ages. It says, the Lord Jesus spoke to me and said that the coming of the Lord was drawing nigh, but that before he came, seven major events would transpire. I wrote them all down, and that morning I gave forth the revelation of the Lord. The first vision was that Mussolini will invade Ethiopia and that nation will fall at his steps. That vision surely did cause some repercussions, and some were very angry when I said it and will not believe it. But it happened that way. He just walked in there with his modern arms and took over. The natives didn't have a chance. But the vision also said that Mussolini will come to a horrible end with his own people turning on him. That came to pass just exactly as it was said. That is number one. The next vision foretold that an Austrian by the name of Adolf Hitler will rise up as dictator over Germany, and that he will draw the world into war. It showed the Siegfried line and how our troops, that is the American troops, will have a terrible time to overcome it. Then it showed that Hitler will come to a mysterious end. Did it not come to pass? The third vision was in the realm of world politics, for it showed me that there will be three great isms, namely fascism, Nazism, and communism. But that the first two, that is fascism and Nazism, would be swallowed up into the third, which is communism. The voice admonished, watch Russia. Watch Russia. Keep your eye on the king of the north. Is that not Ezekiel 38 and 39? Amen. He didn't say watch communism. He said watch Russia. Until today, Russia is the one arming all these insurgents in the whole world, including Boko Haram. All, they are the ones arming them. Arming all the Arab nations, Iran and all the rest, North Korea, all of them. The fourth vision showed the great, that is it now. The fourth vision showed the great advances in science that will come after the Second World War. It was headed up in the vision of a plastic bubble-topped car that was running down beautiful highways under remote control, so that people appeared seated in this car without a steering wheel, and they were playing some sort of a game to amuse themselves. I hope I showed it here one day. They have already produced those cars. The only thing they are waiting for is the road, the highway, the roads that they will be using them. The fifth vision, vision number five, had to do with the moral problem of our age, centering mostly around women. God showed me that women began to be out of their place with the granting of the vote. Then they cut off their hair, which signified that they were no longer under the authority of a man, but insisted on their equal rights, or in most cases, more than equal rights. She adopted men's clothing and went into a state of undress. Until the last picture I saw was a woman naked except for a little fig leaf type apron. With this vision, I saw the terrible perversion and moral plight of the whole world. Do you need interpretation for that? And in the way I enter church. Then in the sixth vision, that is why I said the last two, the remaining two to be fulfilled. This is one of them. There arose up in America a most beautiful, but cruel woman. She held the people in her complete power. I believe, this is him saying now, I believe that this was the rise of the Roman Catholic Church. Though I knew it could possibly be a vision of some woman rising in great power in America due to a popular vote by women. That was why when Hillary Clinton was going for the primaries for her party there, for presidential primaries, the whole bride, we were watching, could this be the one? But he also said, because spiritually speaking, church is also depicted as a woman. But what I always say is that if all the other ones came to pass exactly, he called the name and it came to pass. He called Mussolini, it came to pass. He called Adolf Hitler before the thing manifested. I believe that this one too may be a woman. The last and seventh vision was wherein I had a most terrible explosion. As I turned to look, I saw nothing but debris, craters, and smoke all over the land of America. America was blown up to pieces. Sister, let them be that. Eh? Yes?
Sir, you said that if you are pointing to Angel Gabriel, they are wasting our time. So what is the work of all this Angel Gabriel, Angel Uriel?
Amen. They are messengers of God. But they are not the sacrificial lamb.
Thank you, sir.
God bless you. They are not fit. They are not qualified to collect the book of redemption. God bless you. Yes. Okay. Chris from Netherlands. Brother Chris from Netherlands. Dear brother, can you answer the brother's question relating to Revelation 5, 6 to 7? It can be confusing as we have him that sat on the throne and the lamb. There is tendency to think they are two separate entities. Your question is different from his question. I like to answer what you ask. That is why he was wanting to say that the scripture was contradicting itself. He was trying to give impression that it was God sitting down there. But I said the scripture didn't say so. So I wanted him to be very scriptural in his question. But what Chris from Netherlands is asking is true. You should have asked, who is he that sat on that throne? I think that would have been a better question. Who is he that sat on that throne? He is nothing but the Ancient of Days. He is the Creator of the heavens and the earth. The Lord God Almighty, for he is the one that seated upon the throne. Praise the Lord, the supreme deity of all deities. Hallelujah. Now, praise the Lord. Now, who is the Lamb? The Lamb is certainly Christ. Now, Brother Chris from Netherlands, you may be of a school, I am suspecting from your question, that says that portion where the lamb was going to collect the book from he that sat on the throne, you may be of the school that said that it is Christ that was sitting on the throne. At the same time, in dramatization, he again comes again as the lamb and comes to collect the book from he that sat on the throne, because you don't want to separate the man Jesus from the Father of Jesus, the Son of God, from God. Now, if you take it like that, you'll be wrong, because there is God the Father and there is the Son of God. For the purpose of redemption, remember, Revelation chapter 5 is speaking about redemption, a process of redemption, and a point in time where God comes down to give a revelation. And using that throne, remember it was a vision. It was a vision. And he was speaking of something that was going to take place. Letting you know that he that sits on the throne there is not a seat somewhere somebody sits down. It is a position of authority. And he that has all authority, that put that authority on his son, he was the one that had the book of redemption, and he is the one that gave all authority to his son, Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Remember that the time is going to come, although all power, all authority is given to the son, and everything is put under his feet. The Bible says that he that put him, put all things under his feet, is not his feet. He's not among those that are under the feet of Jesus. And the time is going to come when the process of redemption is over, all authority will take it back to him that sits on the throne. The Father, he will hand over everything. And that is scriptural. I am quoting 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Can we open it? I'm quoting verse 25, 26, 27, 28. For he must reign till he has put all enemies under his feet. Verse 25, 6. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. For he has put all things under his feet. But when he said all things are put under him, Jesus, it is clear, it is manifest that he is accepted. We did put all things under him. He is not the one that put those things under the feet of Jesus. He's not among the things that are under the feet of Jesus. And when all things shall be subdued unto him, then shall the Son also himself be subject unto him that put all things under him, that God may be all in all. Therefore, God was dramatizing something. The Lamb was Jesus Christ. He that sat on the throne was God the Father. Thank you.
Yes. Praise God.
Bless you.
Praise God. Sir, thank you for the privilege to ask this question.
That's the last person.
God bless you for the privilege to ask this question.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Sir, why I want to ask this question is that I want to be among the rapturable church. Where I was before, I was one an altar boy and always have an argument about the images in the church. Then a day came, I went somewhere. The man of God was telling people, a kind of advising people.
Talk to the microphone. Yes.
The man of God was like advising people that always come close to that statue to hold the hand. That's not the normal thing. So to me, that I was shocked. I said, if this man have the power to remove this thing from that place, he will do it. After that day, I came out from that place. Then I prayed earnestly in my room, asking God of where to worship. And God shows me a place. But this particular place is the reason why I want to ask this question.
Go ahead.
Because all that you said now have been taught me in that particular place. But what brought me here to ask this question is, they did not mention of Dix William Graham.
Go ahead.
So I want to know, because as I said earlier, I want to be among the rapturable church. So I want to know, as I left the other place because of what I saw, if that place also I went is, you know, another wrong place. All right. So I want you to, you know, alert me more. I want to know more. Because that place, they did not mention anything about William Graham. But
in the spirit or physical? No?
Physical, sir.
You went to that place?
No, I'm in my new place now. After I left my
If you don't mind, can I know that place? Is there a secret cult?
That place is Watchman, sir.
Watchman.
Yes, sir.
Now, let me quickly tell you something. Listen. Hallelujah. Listen. Very, very important for people to know that many of these these pastors, they heard the message that William Graham preached. They read his books. They listen to his tapes. Now, the reason why they cannot expose it to the church is because there are some things that if you get to know which they stand in error, they will not be able to defend it. Now, Watchman is a denomination with headquarters. And no follower of the ministry of William Branham will have headquarters and branches. So you have to understand that. And let me quickly tell you, I disagree with you that all you had here are taught there. Did they teach you the seven seals?
No, the area I'm going about, they didn't talk about the seven seals. But
did they talk about the seven church ages?
Yes, sir, because they brought it from the book of Revelation, the same place you read.
I said, did they tell you about the seven church ages?
Yes, sir.
Did they tell you about the seven church age messengers?
They didn't say anything like that.
Eh?
No, sir.
Then why are you saying all that we teach here?
No, what I mean is, like when you mention about America.
Did they teach you 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, 4 verse 16?
No, sir.
Did they teach you how the rapture will take place? Did they teach you how the rapture will take place? The only thing they teach you is holiness.
Thank
as
you.
It pertaining to outward appearance. That's
so,
all.
So,
don't
sir,
know anything beyond that.
Sir, from the holiness now, will it will not take us to heaven? That's what I want to know. From what you just
what
said.
What will take you to heaven is a revelation you need to know.
Not holiness, sir.
What will take you to heaven is a revelation. There are things you need to know. For instance, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The reason you will go to heaven, listen, church, is Colossians chapter 1, verse 27. Christ in you, the hope of glory. The reason you will go to heaven is Romans chapter 8, verse 11. If the spirit of him that raised up Christ dwell in you, he will quicken your mortal body by the spirit, that spirit that dwells in you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. So it's more than don't paint. Because witches can drop earring. Witches can drop trouser. Witches will not paint. Witches can cover their hair. And their cloth will drop on ground. Sit down for church. Holy sister, may they do witch. It's more than that. It's more than that. Okay, that should be the last question, including all of you there. Chukuma from Onitsha. Sir, about Revelation 5:7, my question is, who did Jesus collect the book from? As it is believed that there is nothing as God the Father, that God came to earth as God. So who did Jesus collect the book from? There is God the Father. There is God the Father, but there is no God the Son. It is God the Son that there's nothing like that in the Bible. The Father is an attribute of God. So there is God the Father. And from my question, I'm sure you sent that question maybe before I answered the man from Netherlands or so. So you can see that. And I read that scripture, so you should know that Jesus did not send himself. God the Father sent him. And that's why he is known as the Son of God. If he's the Son of God, then God is his Father. Praise God. But there's a mystery. The mystery there is that praise the Lord. Amen. Try and listen to the message I preached titled, Who is Jesus? The Bible tells us that Jesus is the Son of God. The Bible tells us Jesus is the Son of David. The Bible tells us Jesus is the Almighty. That he is God Almighty. So we need to explain that so that you don't get confused. That's why we preach that message. Who is Jesus? We preach another message we titled The Appearing of God. God appeared to man so that he can relate to man. And he did that by creating himself a body. In the body of, in the womb of a virgin woman. So who is Jesus? Jesus, according to the Bible, is the body that God built for himself. So that he who dwells in eternity can have a medium by which he can step to time. Praise the Lord. So who is Jesus? 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16. And without controversy. Great is the mystery of godliness. He said God was manifest in the flesh. So who is Jesus? Jesus is God Almighty in the flesh. Why did he come in the flesh? To fulfill the law of kinsman redeemer. That's another message. Praise the Lord. So don't be confused. When you say Jesus is the Son of God, you are correct. When you say Jesus is the Almighty God, you are correct. So who is the one that sat on the throne? Now, it is to bring Jesus Christ as a lamb. So you saw him as a lamb that taken away the sin of the world, standing before the throne of the Father. God bless you. Can we clap our hands for Jesus? Clap your hands for Jesus now.